Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's start with John in Arizona. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. Dale and Mark the Fascist, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Great. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Well, you were talking about the Constitution a while back and referenced this article from Strike the Root. I haven't read that, but the article indicated that the Constitution was actually a statist document.
Sure.
So, you know, Patrick Henry, I think he was invited to the Constitutional Convention, and he decided not to sign off on it because he said... he smelled a rat, and I concur with that. I mean, the Constitution was made by rats, and it was for rats. But I wanted to know what you thought about the Declaration of Independence.
It's a good question.
It's a rhetorical document that clearly you know, they didn't really mean.
Dale, your thoughts? Declaration?
I like the idea.
It's a lot nicer than the Constitution.
I just wish it had been. It's a very good idea, it's the kind of thing we should be doing on an individual basis now. We should be declaring our personal independence.
Well, I actually have a declaration of separation here to share if we get a chance tonight. It's sort of an updated version for the voluntarists among us, those who are looking to move toward a more consent-based society. So maybe we'll get to share that tonight. Any thoughts from you on that, caller?
Well, yeah, actually, because my interpretation of it, I mean, I can see it. It's just chock full of statist propaganda.
Even the Declaration of Independence?
Correct.
Okay.
You know, you had a previous caller who was talking about overthrowing the government, mm-hmm. and you know that's counterproductive. Violence begets violence. It actually would increase, in practice, it would increase tyranny. But that's in the Declaration of Independence. Now, why did they put that in there? Why did they say, what was it exactly they said, to alter or abolish it? And why didn't they say to peacefully withdraw from it?
That's a good question.
Well, yeah, I think the previous caller, I believe he said, well, before Patrick, I mean, believe he said that we could institute a new government, replace the government. And what if, in fact, which obviously
that's
would be a mistake.
Though, right?
That would just be a mistake. Instead of be one thing to get rid of the government. And
right.
when you talk about instituting a new one, what you're doing is once again creating a one size fits all government that we have no choice but to be a part of.
Yeah, and you're talking
right,
about
you see,
and even in the situation that Mark brought up about the guy shooting the little girl, odds are that man is operating under some legitimate laws because he probably will have signed on to some sort of protection agency. He doesn't want to do everything on his own, and they're probably going to expect him to agree to certain rules of behavior. And one of them is don't shoot people for no reason, you know? So it's just, are we going to have voluntary government, or are we going to have this tyranny where we are ruled by criminals? If you look at the very first thing that the Constitution gives Congress the power to do, it's to lay and collect taxes, i.e., giving government the power to steal, and
that is really the problem with municipal corporations, and where you and I would agree is that, you know, municipal corporations fund themselves through forcing people to give them money, and that's the problem. I don't think the problem is
right.
with a group of people owning some land. The problem is what, you know, them taking the money.
Exactly, it's the situation right now. The city of Keene is a criminal organization as it behaves right now.
John, any other thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, the Declaration is just chock full of these things, you know, institute another government, this concept, the statist notion that's introducing it, sort of hiding it in there. If you begin, you know, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary, that's concept number one, to dissolve political bands, that's another concept of statists. There's a lot of mumbo-jumbo in there, but then decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that we tell you what we're going to do, basically. This is more statist propaganda.
Thank you for the call and the observations tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue here. Let's talk to Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
A couple of stories about roads that have come up lately that shows just how ineffective the state is at taking care of roads.
Okay.
In Hawaii, in December, there was some storms in Kauai, the island of Kauai.
Mm-hmm.
And a road was washed out, an access road to a state park. Well, there's some businesses that need that road to survive.
Mm.
The road repairs were going to cost $4 million. The state didn't have the funds. So the businessmen of the area got together and fixed the road at no cost to the taxpayers.
That's pretty great. What did they end up paying? Do you have any idea? I mean, if the government cited the cost at $4 million, do we know what the businessmen ended up getting it done for?
Well, according to the article, and this is a CNN article, it was done for free. Basically,
what?
The businesses supply the materials, and the labor was voluntary.
Wow.
And the equipment was also supplied by the local businesses.
Huh.
Happen to have the equipment already. So, you know, I guess you could probably figure a price, you know, what all this would have cost, but basically it was done for at least no cost to the taxpayer. I don't know how much it actually cost the business.
Right.
That's a question that's not answered in the article.
I'm looking at a picture here of this bridge. Maybe it's not the full bridge, but it's not a big... I mean, this is not a huge structure. This is relatively. I mean, you can fit the like a construction vehicle on this bridge, and there's not much else you can fit on it. It is not a very large bridge at all. So it's whatever they spent on it, just based on the cost of the materials, and if the construction company lent out their tools and they didn't charge anything for that, just on the raw cost of the materials, there's no way that's going to come close to $4 million.
Right, and it was also, you know, in the article it was stated that it was going to take them 2 years to repair that, and I'm looking at that same picture, and to me I'm going, why would it take 2 years? They did it in 8 days.
8 days. Wow.
8 days, not 2 years. So that...
Wait a minute, Matt. We need the government. We can't... this may be one example of how the marketplace can handle taking care of the roads, but look, we need the government to do these things.
I've got another
okay.
story out of Chicago, where I live near Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting, the people of Chicago, basic citizens of Chicago, were getting tired of waiting for potholes to be fixed. So they got out there and they started to fix them themselves.
Mm.
And Mayor Daley came on the radio. He was on the radio yesterday and the local channels. I don't know if this was nationwide at all. It was on the local channels. WIND carried it. And he said, you can't be doing this, you people.
Mm-hmm.
This is dangerous for you to be out in the streets. You might get hit by cars. You might be hurt. You can't do this. You have to wait for the government to do this.
There was so much of what... They have to convince us that we're incompetent little children, that we need them so badly.
That's how I feel. I feel it.
Has anybody been arrested yet up there? Matt, has any of the pothole fillers, have they gone to jail yet?
No, not that I'm aware of. It hasn't gotten that far yet, but it just goes to show that people are able to, on a private basis, take care of the roads.
Yep.
You don't have to have this government organization doing it. And in fact, the government organization might actually be holding back progress.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely are. And you know what? Environmentalists should be upset that governments are subsidizing roads, because we might have alternative forms of transportation are being impeded by the fact that roads are so heavily subsidized. It's just like the fact that the oil companies are effectively so heavily subsidized with the wars and things like that, and that's impeding alternative forms of energy from being explored, because that money is being used for other purposes.
Matt, I want to thank you for bringing those stories up tonight, because it's a perfect example of how it is that people on their own volition, can take care of these things. In this case, this road was not owned by anybody. You would think that nobody really had an incentive to take care of it, but it turns out people did have an incentive, and they took care of it, and they did it cheap, and they did it effectively, they did it quickly. Can government say that? Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And the features include the bulletin board system. We've got over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL is the number one sponsor of Free Talk Live, and the principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a huge advocate for liberty. Please, if you've got a business, consider turning over your accounts receivable to SACL CAI. They'll make it a lot easier for you. Their banner is at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side.
We'll talk a little bit more about the government and just how awful they are at roads and where we can go from where we're at today and how we can get to a more market-based road situation. What Matt called in about a few moments ago from Illinois was to point out a couple of stories about how it is that people decided to take matters into their own hands, much to the chagrin of their local government officials. In his case, he talked about a story out of Chicago where the mayor got on the radio to plead with people to stop repairing the streets on their own because it could be dangerous in the streets. So he was pleading.
It's dangerous to put, well, tar concrete down. Or yeah. You know, cold seal or whatever down.
So that really what the danger is, and I think Dale pointed this out well, the danger is that if people see that they don't need the government to handle these things, if people can observe that their neighbors are doing a better job at repairing the roads than the government does, then that'll be, you know, one more chip chipping away at the armor of the legitimacy of the state. And that's dangerous to the state. That's where the real danger lies, is to their legitimacy, not to the guy that's slinging tar out in the road.
They're a bundle of illusions, and those illusions, that's their greatest strength, more than their guns.
So,
well, I think that, you know, it does seem to me that if you were to leave the roads just as sort of this unowned thing in a world without a government, that perhaps people would let them fall into disrepair in some locations, and they wouldn't be repaired.
In some, they wouldn't.
And yeah. That's what people's concern is that roads wouldn't be repaired. However, if it seems to me, and I'm not advocating that we go to an area where, you know, a paradigm where, you know, roads were taken care of by, you know, private individuals everywhere or anything like that. I'm just saying that it seems to me that if you sold roads, that the road owner would take care of it.
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't advocate that, Mark. I know you're afraid to venture into that territory because of what people might think.
It's scary.
But that's you're
why.
Getting more and more evidence on the side of the marketplace handling
these
things.
There's private roads everywhere, man. Every state has private roads. California has private freeways,
but
and
now
they're doing
have,
great.
But now you have an example of this is not a private road. These stories that Matt just gave us were not private roads.
Understood.
They're
they don't even
roads.
Own it, and the businesses had such an interest in that road working that they spent money to fix it.
So, yes, I agree with you that private road ownership would guarantee that it would be probably pretty well taken care of, especially in business areas. If it's a private road out in the middle of nowhere, then it's not going to matter if it's gravel or sand or whatever. It's not really matter that much. But in a more trafficked area, certainly the businesses will have an incentive in handling that. But what we're pointing out now is that even if it's unowned, even if it's just the unowned road, the business owners have an incentive to get it done. And in Hawaii, they did a smash-up job. I mean, they took what the government claimed was going to be a $4 million two-year project, knocked it out in 8 days, and did it for the cost of the parts, basically.
That's humiliating for the government. And brings warmth to my heart.
It's an awesome story. And what I wanted to point out about this, though, is that there's a frustrating part about this for me. And that is that since we're in this transitory phase, we're maybe just barely even on the cusp of the beginning of a transitory phase toward a voluntary society, the crappy part about this is that, sure, these guys might be showing up the government. Like, okay, we saved all this money, and we got the job done, and we did it well, and look, the government sucks. They're awful at doing this road stuff. But the problem is, even if all of a sudden you started, even if there was a private road gang that sprang up, and started going around, and when I say gang, I mean a group of people fixing the road. So this private road group goes around and starts fixing all of the problems with the roads that the government is just, you know, they just suck at what they do, and so there's potholes everywhere, and they're going around filling the potholes, and they're fixing the bridges, and they're going around doing all this great work, and they're getting acclaim for it, and, you know, newspaper articles are being written, radio talk shows talking about all of the wonderful things this group of people are doing for the roads, and they could solicit for contributions and things like that. that, and they could bring money in, and they can use that money to buy some more tar and some asphalt or whatever, and go and fund their activities and really fix up the roads, which would be great. I mean, that would be good in that the roads would be the problem with the roads would be partially solved at that point, because then at least they'd be drivable, unlike the pothole crap roads that we have to deal with from the government. But the issue there is that as much as I might appreciate them as a homeowner or somebody who lives in the area, as much as I might appreciate that private road group going around making those repairs, and I might voluntarily contribute to them, ideally what would be nice is if I could take my X hundred dollars that I pay $5,000 a year in taxes here in Keene, New Hampshire on the property that I own. I imagine a few hundred of that is going to the government road crew, which is not doing a good job. So I'd like to take those few hundred dollars that I was being given to the government people and give it to the private guys that are doing a better job of it because they're getting the job done. But I can't, because if I do that, then I'm non-payment of property taxes, and I mean, even if I were to pay 90% of the property tax bill, they'd still come after my house and they'd still steal my house from me for that. So even if there's a really effective private road company out there doing all of these repairs, the amount of money they're going to be able to get in contributions is limited because people only have so much money to throw around, and a significant chunk of that is being stolen by the government, and most people aren't willing to say to the government, well, you know what, I'm going to only cut you a check for 90% this year because you guys are doing a crap job on the roads and that private group is doing a better job. I'm going to give them the money. You can't do that because they'll steal your home from you. So at some point, I don't know when it's going to be, but some point we're going to have to cross that bridge and people are going to have to stop. They're going to have to defund the state. I don't know when that's going to happen. It's, you know, maybe 30 years down the line.
I agree that that's what needs to happen.
But it's frustrating.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. The nice thing about market-driven roads is that you would actually have roads reflective of the demand. So, for instance, if you lived in a really high population area, if you're in a city, you could probably have a much smaller cost for roads because you could share that cost with your neighbors. For instance, if you had a private road that led into your neighborhood and for access that you and your neighbors use and your guests and people who are in that, those people would probably own that road. They could either have a collective that owns the road, like a homeowners association, or they could own a portion of the road each themselves and contract with someone and split the cost to fix that road, and it would be relatively inexpensive compared to someone who wanted to live on a big plot of land out in the rural area. Someone who's out in a big plot of land in a rural area and is probably wealthy should have to incur the cost of a road going out there, or they might decide, you know, let's just have a dirt road and have more all terrain type vehicles. Well, that might be a more cost effective solution, for instance.
Let's not forget that there are roads already to most of the places that people want to go. Obviously, they'd have to pay to for new roads, but most roads are taken care of to some extent or another, and so they're passable. And it will be for 100 years.
1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. If you've got any ideas on how to get from where we are to where we want to be with the road situation, you're welcome to share those or bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. financing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at debtcrisissolutions.com. That's debtcrisissolutions.com today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us on online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got archives going back for an entire year. Totally free on the front page of the website. Download, enjoy on us at freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking of starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
We continue with your phone calls. Matt, or not Matt, rather, Ken is on the line in Massachusetts. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind, Ken?
I was actually thinking about, you guys have been doing a lot of stuff on the privatization of roads. You haven't really touched on the public utilities associated with them, water lines, gas provisions for especially inner cities and stuff like that.
It's a good question, and it's a tricky issue. I don't really know how all of that can play out. I mean, when we talk about privatizing roads or marketizing the roads, I like the idea of essentially ceding the road ownership to the owners of the adjacent properties, the properties that are abutting the roads, essentially granting them ownership of that those chunks of the roads. And, then
and the poles and the power will be, you know, right there when it's ceded.
So wait, you're saying that they should get the pole and the portion of the lines?
What else would it be?
Well, I know that's kind of the tricky part, right?
Because well, it's somebody else's property running across that land, and then that person can pay rent or whatever on the on that property. But it would seem to me that the pole, who's the pole owned by? Is it owned by the power company?
Sometimes it's owned by the power company.
The wires up on top. Well, then why is the power company letting the phone company on there?
Maybe they're paying rent. I'm not sure.
It sounds like they're.
I honestly don't know. I think that there's already a problem right now, and this is I guess you could attribute this to a government problem, the fact that we have these massive power grids and things like that, where the entire grid, if some little problem happens, you have the entire Northeast no power. And I think that there's some benefit to being able to connect grids, obviously. I like the idea of having connections where you could transfer power, but it would be, you know, I think if it were more, what's the word, compartmentalized or, you know,
just smaller
modular,
grids,
smaller grids, that
power,
you could connect if you needed to.
More power generating areas where you're not relying on one central
And technology
source.
Should be going in that direction already now anyway, where we could have, you know, but, smaller power, more power generated on smaller scale.
But this isn't answering his question. It's not answering his question about, okay, let's focus on the water, okay? Right here where we live in Keene, New Hampshire, the city government provides the water and the sewer services to the houses. So, and to their credit, it's billed separately. You know, that's one of those city services that you actually pay for what you use, which... Sure, they get to arbitrarily raise the prices whenever they want to, but it's certainly the one of the better government bureaucracies. But your question, as I understand it, Ken, and if I'm misunderstanding, please clarify. But your question is, how do you separate? How do you marketize that? Right? Isn't that your question?
Sort of. It's also kind of you have the removal of capitalism from the system because you don't want triplication of lines run and.
Well, if the market demands that, why not? I don't know that it necessarily would. But
what difference would it make if there were two telephone company lines on the pole? Three, four.
There's plenty of room up there.
Yeah, there is.
So, but the question I have to, and I've never really come up with a good answer for this one, and, you know, let's open it up for discussion. Anybody that wants to call in and give their vision, 1-800-259-9231. If we're saying that the best thing to do with the roads is to cede ownership of the roads to the abutting property owners, does that make sense in the same way for a tube that is carrying water? Does that make sense? No.
I think my point is relevant, though, because I think that the modern technology and being, you know, not having this single infrastructure that's subsidized and perpetuated for decades, we might have better, with a market controlling those things and providing those things, we might have more options.
I agree with you.
You know.
But how do we get there from here? Like, what we have now is, I mean, in theory, what you're saying is right, and we should have that. But
fair
what we
enough.
Have now is these existing power lines, and we have these existing water lines that are running. And in the case of the power lines, they're owned by the power company. In the case of the water lines, they're owned by the city. In the case of the cable company, they're owned by the cable company. It wouldn't make sense to cede that section of the power line to the homeowner.
Absolutely not.
So, and it wouldn't make sense to cede that section of the water pipe to the homeowner.
No, if
either.
They own it, it's theirs. You can't just cede it over. I mean, it belongs to someone else.
Yeah, at the same time, the business that installed it paid for that investment, too.
Right, so they had the expectation that would continue on for a period of time.
But the deal that they have is with the city government, right? So that the franchise fee that they have in order to be on those poles in the city,
I guess,
is right. That's it's called a franchise fee. It's usually it works similarly around the country, but usually they pay for the right to have their services on those poles. So if you are to go ahead and make all the property private, then the phone company still own those poles, or is it, since it's your property and you never had an agreement with the phone company, can you just go right out there and take a chainsaw to the pole out in front of your house and knock it down? I mean, hey, this is my property. I don't want this here anymore.
You think that shooting a little girl for picking flowers in your property is going to make enemies of your neighbor? Try knocking out their power.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm just asking the question, right? I mean,
there's probably easements in place now for those things, so that the government, you know, if it's already on government property, then it's going to be it might be on the what is now the road property, and if in such case that could also be sold to whoever's maintaining the roads. And
so you think that,
or to someone else,
caller?
Oh, I was going to say, as I understand it, the especially for power companies, they own the small block of land around the pole, but they don't own the land that the line runs above.
That's correct.
If they don't, then whoever does, they probably have an easement for it, which is basically a contractual agreement to have
the contract is with the state, and the state doesn't. I mean, we're talking about how do we get from where we are to a more market-based
situation. Well, that's the same problem with the roads, though, isn't it? If you have it's the same problem as if you have roads that are owned by the state, the city, or the state right now, then those have to be redistributed in some way. Why not the same with the other things? And if there's an easement right now with the city, can that easement not be rearranged?
I just don't. I don't know. Maybe it could be. And this is why I'm saying I don't have a real good answer for this one because it's trickier.
Like you said, the lines might be going over private property, and there might be an easement for that. So,
well, one could make the point that as far as homesteading the air is concerned, if you don't have any, if they're already there, so they've already homesteaded that particular area of existence, right? The lines are there, the poles are there, they've already homesteaded that, right? So and you don't own those poles, you don't own the poles, you don't own what's on the poles, so you would just have to basically, I guess you'd have to just sell the water system to some private entity. You'd have to sell off the power company owns the poles, they would still continue owning the poles. And
you'd have to look at this on a case-by-case basis. I mean, local people would need to resolve these things locally.
Sure. I mean, I'm just trying to come up with some ideas as to how it might work. And are we even addressing what it was that you brought up, Ken?
It's a tricky one. I've been trying to work it out for a little while now, and I can't come up with some practical solution to it.
I can.
So, what's that, Mark?
Let the government keep the roads. And ignore this question, which hangs up libertarians. And
we're not arguing about the roads. We're not talking about the roads.
You're talking about the right of way, which is the same thing.
No, we're talking about the power lines and the water.
And where are they?
All over the place.
On the right of way.
Okay. Well, we're talking about the actual carrying structures that deliver these services to people's homes. And I thank you for the call tonight, Kim. I'm glad you brought that up because it's not an easy answer.
The people have the choice. They can, especially with as modern technologies become available, to be more off the grid. I mean, it's possible now. It's more expensive. But if we had more money, if we had less subsidizing of all these infrastructures, if off the grid might become more of an option, the technologies that are already there and new technologies might be developed. And it might come to the point where you either have to resolve this with some entity for that service, or you decide to do an alternative, maybe drill your own well or build your own septic instead of using sewer and so forth.
1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want, your ideas on this or anything. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go, and all the features are completely free. Now, if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. Just shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, dozens of categories in which you can shop, including used items, shop through Amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage. So we continue here, taking your phone calls about what you want. We'll talk to Tony, who is on the amp line. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing this evening?
Just super, Tony. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about what you were just discussing with the right-of-way and stuff.
Yeah, how to transfer from where we are to where we want to go, more voluntary society.
Yeah, no, I'm a civil engineer, so I kind of work with this stuff pretty frequently.
Okay, great.
And the way it works now is, you know, the power company, they just own the pole. They don't own anything else, but...
They don't own their lines?
Well, not necessarily. They can. There could be multiple... Power, television, you know, all different kinds of lines.
Right, but they would own the lines, right? I mean, if they own the power lines, don't they own the actual lines that carry the power, too?
Yes.
Okay.
But
I think he means not necessarily the land to go over.
You may have one company own the pole and own a line on it, and then have multiple other companies using that pole for their use as well.
Now, are those other companies paying rent to the power company if the power company owns a pole?
Yes.
Okay.
And what happened? They lease it, and what
right.
the power company does is they lease the right to put their pole in the right of way, and it's the same thing with gas lines and things like that. They lease the right to have that gas line run through the right of way.
Mm-hmm.
So I could very easily see that work in a free market, where you would have the owner would essentially collect royalties on, you know, whatever power poles or things like that that are on his property.
It seems like it, and, you know, in the vast majority of cases, that would be so. What I fear is some guy who says, we should all be off the grid. We should be making our power through hydropower, wind power, solar power. I'm against these lines, and goes out with his Husqvarna chainsaw and takes that darn pole right off his land. I'm not written to these people anymore. You know, that guy scares me.
Yeah, but then you do have adjacent property owners that may say, hey, I'll gladly take your pole, you know, and they'll maybe then, because they have to go around, you know, the power company or whoever may pay more to go around, but...
Yeah, they'd have to go around, but in the meantime, for a period of time, this guy takes people's power out, and that's gonna cause a problem.
Do you really think he's gonna do that? I mean,
yes, I absolutely do. You find me 10,000 people, and in those 10,000 people, I will find you one nut who says,
"Okay, one in 10,000."
That's all that it takes to put power out at your house. One tree falls on a line. This is the problem: is the serial continuous thing that we have that's called a power line out there. It delivers power from the power company to your house via one single direction, you know, one long line. If you're the guy at the end of the pole, then, you know, you're...
Well, I kind of want to know why. I'm kind of surprised it's not already happening. I mean, they could get away with it.
What?
You know?
There was a story a while back about some guy
that
did that.
Wouldn't be, yeah. At that point. As you wouldn't be in the right. And well, once you talk about the guy who's in the right.
Who says you'd be in the right then? I mean, if you're in a transitionary period... That's not going to be considered in the right then if you're going to take out everybody else's power in the process of doing that.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't we just talk about this in detail to where that pole is owned by the power company? So if he goes and cuts down the pole owned by the power company, which is already on the property that he bought, then that's a property rights violation against the power company, and they've got an actionable case against him. So that would be solved.
I don't think that people are out seeking conflict. I think they would try to resolve the conflict, and the power company would want to resolve the conflict as well if there's someone that's really that upset about a pole being on their property before 10,000 people lose power.
But here is
because
the...
Because of this one guy who everyone is going to hate, and he knows it.
Right, I think that's...
It's really painting an absurd picture.
Well, you have to go to the absurd.
Expectations of people.
You have to go to the absurd to even take a decent swipe at the free market system. But as long as those power poles stay owned by the power company, anything done to them is, you know, vandalism, and that's an actionable case, right? Yeah. Take them to arbitration and take care of it. But... Tony, what I wanted to talk about here is how you suggested that the property owners with the poles on them, which are a hell of a lot, I mean, there are a lot of darn poles out there, would then, in your view, have to negotiate with the power company to rent to them the space for their poles? That seems, I mean, I'm sure the marketplace could make that happen, but for me, looking at it from an outsider's perspective, and maybe you can address this, that seems pretty difficult. Like, you're going to transition over to where now the power company has to go house by house to every house that has a pole in it and essentially renegotiate a rental term with each one of those folks? Doesn't that seem a little, well, complicated?
I agree, but I'm just explaining the way it's done now as far as the cities or the municipalities concerned.
Well, right, there's the municipality is renting the right for them to be on all of those poles, right? The municipality is basically saying, okay, you pay us X amount of thousands of dollars per year, and we'll allow you to do business. So absent the municipality, they could save that cost, and they could pass those savings on to the consumers. I don't know if it makes much sense to say, well, now you have to go around to each house that has this pole in the yard and negotiate a rental fee from all of those folks. That seems really difficult. Tony?
Well, I guess the other option would be to have, if you did have a road maintaining agency that were to purchase all the roads, then they could handle that, you know. Then you would just have assuming there'd only be a handful of road maintaining agencies, then they would only need to contract, you know, with each, each utility who's in their, on their land. But, yeah, It's not perfect,
nope.
Well, and keep in mind, too, that all these people want power, and in a transitionary period, that's pretty much their choice until they have a chance to explore alternatives. Then right now, they want power from this power company, so the power company has a good bargaining chip.
Tony, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Nope.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate the expertise. 800-259-9231. So having chewed on this over the past half an hour as we've been discussing it, it seems to me, and I'd like you guys to agree, disagree, whatever, but it seems to me that the most understandable situation, at least for me, on how to get from where we are today, which is government control of these matters, to complete market control of these matters, would be to cede the roads to the owners abutting the property, cede that section of the road to those owners, let them decide what to do with that section of the road. Maybe they want to sell it to a road manager. Maybe they want to take care of it themselves. Whatever. That's their business. As far as the utilities are concerned, the power poles, if they're owned by the power company, should stay owned by the power company. It's their property. They essentially have it homesteaded on your land, so you as the property owner don't really have much to say about what goes on that pole because it's not your property. Of course, they may have to access your property in order to get to the pole, so that gets a little sticky, right? But as far as the ownership is concerned, it's still the power company's
I would like to make one small point is, in fact, the property to the center of the road is yours. You've just have to yield the right-of-way, basically, to the state. The state doesn't actually own the property to the center of the road. You do. It's just they've taken it from you.
Well, my
deed says that.
Wow. I think that varies. I think in some places the road itself is actually owned. But now sometimes there's sometimes you don't even, you might only own up to the sidewalk. Sometimes there'll be an easement that's you probably don't have any choice in the matter of with the city.
You can't do anything with the property that you own because the city has taken it from you for right of way purposes. But you know.
So cede the roads to the homeowners, allow the property owner, if it's the power company, to continue owning their pole and continue, you know, renting it out. They'd save some money because they wouldn't have to pay the franchise fee anymore to the locality, and they could pass that savings on to the customers. I think that would be the best way to get from here to there. Let's continue here and talk to, I believe we have Mike listening to WINS in Michigan City. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, well, you guys just kind of brought up the point I was going to. Around here, it's from the middle of the street, whether it's to the left 50 feet, 30 feet, you know, makes the road 50 feet wide or whatever. Mm-hmm. The government basically controls that.
Right.
Basically, I mean, whether you might think you own it, where that pole is really not yours.
Well,
they might say on your deed, but they actually control it.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, if you can't do anything with what you own, do you really own it?
Well, that exactly. Well, I mean, we can go into the whole property tax thing. And,
right. You don't own the rest of the house either, really.
Which we've done so many times. I don't know if you had more. If you have more, hang on. We'll come back to you. Hour 3 is coming up, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you're on the lines, we will get to your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it, everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.